100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was remastered. And we got some stories in from y'all. There's a few I didn't see. I assume you're taking a few days off, you're running a little late, Gmail ate it, I don't know. It's okay, you can send it later, I can put it up on the feed in a separate post, or you can go off and do some other writing, or you're getting ready for the holidays, it's okay. You know, I hope you enjoyed being a part of this, and there's always room for more. I hope that sounded the way I feel, which is, it's okay. After doing these for almost, 17, 18 years, I don't know. It's okay. You can take your time, be creative, do cool things. Or you do you. Take care of yourself. It's all right. Anyway, I don't want to bog things down with that. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories. And I'll check in with you after this is all done.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 864 with the prompt of remastered. It's good to have you back, Lawrence. I was wondering how you were going to get 21 minutes out of the regular 5 or 6 100 word stories, but you could do it. That was good. It's good to hear you back. Anyway, here's my story. After their final class of the day, where the teacher played them digitally remastered recordings of Glenn Miller's greatest hits, Bilbert headed for home. Sabrina stopped him. "Aren't you going to the backstop to meet those two boys?" Bilbert looked that direction, though there were buildings in the way. "No, I don't think so. Why don't you go tell them I'll meet up with them next week?" Sabrina looked stunned. "They could be from the Guild of the Dark Knights. You need to go vanquish them." Bilbert turned back toward home. "No, they're just bullies, and it's best to ignore them." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. My old, vinyl copy of Stairway to Heaven has started to show its age. There's all the usual scratches and pops. Of course. That's only to be expected. But the original 1971 recording leaves a lot to be desired. I decided to buy a remastered version, and the difference in quality is quite remarkable. So much clearer, that I'd never have believed it. For years I'd tried playing the original backwards. But despite the rumors, I could never make out any satanic messages. But, with this one, they are crystal clear. And they're telling me to go forth and kill.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Have the songs been remastered yet? Who said so? It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. Release them now. Well, he should have worked faster. I don't care if it makes him look bad. Release them. And the songs were released. Remastered. True. but never reviewed by the CEO. The next day, the story broke. Rapper raps a warning to CEO about an impending hit. And no, it wasn't a musical hit, although the CEO sang like a canary. Bribes, drug trafficking, and shady businesses. The rapper, well, he vanished. And started a completely new career that paid much better. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the word remastered. There's a remastered edition of Marilyn Monroe coming out soon, using the very latest AI techniques and incorporating a ton of newly discovered archive material. They're promising the next level of fidelity, the real person at last. But they always say that, and I'm not sure I want to upgrade mine. Yes, the new body would be updated with the history of my relationship with the old one, but it wouldn't feel right. I remember when I had a courtesy replacement for a week when she needed major repairs. It was like making love to a machine all over again.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic remastered. If we can have digitally remastered music and videos, then I can't see any reason why we can't do the same with the written word too. What if we could take an old manuscript, like the Bible, for example, and use all the modern day technology at our disposal to make a brand new, pristine copy? A copy without all the noise and glitches accumulated over centuries, language and phrasing upgraded to modern standards, the odd edit to improve clarity, maybe even digitally recreate some of the most unclear segments, filling out the gaps and padding the narrative. Refreshed, improved and better. There you go. That's all for me this week. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When the master died, he had no children to leave everything to. So he left it all to his slaves, who he freed. They formed a collective, running the plantation as equals, with a rotating council of managers, handling budgets and expenses and planning. And everything ran pretty well, better than other nearby plantations. Good housing, good living. Until the war came. Soldiers burned the mansion, looted the fields for food. They burned the houses, the sheds, the schoolhouse, the church, took all the horses and farming tools. "You're free now," said the soldiers, and they marched off again.
And there you have it. Some stories on the topic of remastered. Yeah, that last one went there, didn't it? Well, that's what you get. It's the weekly challenge. People come up with stuff. The next topic will be record. Or is it record? I don't know. You decide. You could do anything with it, really. You can even go in a direction that I don't care what the topic is. I'm going to write what I want to write. Okay, go ahead. Anyway, all those are up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You know, archive stuff, that kind of thing. I've done this so many times that I wish I had a script, but you would, if I were to write one by now, I would have already done it. Thank you all for being a part of this, and I'll see you tomorrow with another daily story. And if it's taken you a while to come up with something for this weekly challenge or any other weekly challenge, take your time. Post it, you know, send it. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. You can send it into some magazine. You can do whatever. Make some money off of it. I really do what you want. Thank you, and as always, putting the keyboard down on the table, keep it brief.